Okay, number seven is actually a repetition but an emphasis of an earlier number five. But number seven says the lack of parental blessing. Lack of parental blessing. Position yourself. The best intercessor that can intercede for you is your father, is your mother. Position yourself that your mother will be so happy, your father will be so happy, they will tell you, kneel down, lay hand and be speaking prophetically to your life. Those words your father speaks to you, they carry life. They shape your life. If that man also curses you, it also affects you. I am telling you that is the truth. That is the power God gave our parents over us. So make sure you live a life in such a way that it pleases your parents and they will be in position to bless you. Parents, that you came out of their loins. Number eight. Destiny destroyer. Number eight. Sexual immorality destroy destiny. Sexual immorality. Sexual immorality. Proverbs chapter 31. Let's read it. Proverbs chapter 31. Amen. Are we there? From verse 1. Amen. To verse 3. He said, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. You see? His mother taught him. What, my son? And what? The son of my womb? And what? The son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Give not thy strength unto women. Your strength into women. Brother, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. And one of the things that destroy kings, now woman, immorality, it destroys Ahab. It destroyed even Solomon himself. It destroyed him. It destroyed Samson. It destroyed him. Even David, he would have had the privilege of building a temple. It destroyed his reputation. A man, after God's own heart, see what he did because of a woman. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32 and verse 33. He said, but whoso committed adultery with a woman, he said, what does the person do? Lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. He said, a wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. There's a young man that came one time from Kaduna or Bauchi that gave his testimony. Was doing very well, was a bank manager in a bank in Bauchi, in northern Nigeria here. And one evening, in the cool of the evening, he decided to go where these prostitutes stay, to sleep with a prostitute. And then he took the prostitute home, slept with her overnight. And that was the beginning of his frustration. He suddenly noticed something moving around his body. He didn't understand. He went back there the same time the next day to see if he can locate the woman. A young girl there. He searched. He asked everybody. He said, there is nobody like that there. He spent about 1 month going there every day to see if he will jam the girl. He never, until he said one day he was sleeping in his house like a dream. The woman appeared in her true color. Snake everywhere, And they was laughing at him, laughing at him, laughing at him, and laughing at him. And showed him the condom that they used. And told him, this is where your life is. Now your life is in my hand. He took his farm to the marine kingdom. That was her assignment. Her assignment is to come out there and be destroying men. Be destroying men. That's why I have told you, I said, that when you see a young girl chasing you, young boy, like Potiphar's wife that was chasing Joseph, was it because Joseph was handsome? It was not. There is a star he saw. She saw. It was a star that she saw. It's the glory she saw that she wants to quench. To start with, it is not normal for a girl to chase a boy. Any young girl that sends you texts, "Hi, brother, hi. I saw you. You didn't come to church yesterday. Hope all is well. I'm praying for you. You are my prayer list." If you don't reply, he will send again. "I saw you in a revelation. The Lord said I should hold hand with you and pray." "Pastor, how did you know all this one? Am I lying?" They know they do. You never see text from girl where you surprised they get your number. Do you remember me? Do you remember me? I'm the one at that time that during break that we were eating that I gave you coke. You remember that time? I'm the one. "How are you? What's your WhatsApp number?" Then they will start by sending you scripture. Sending you scripture. Today's scripture. Today, you say this girl is very, very spiritual. Very, very spiritual. No, no, send an assignment they do on you. Praise God. Your destiny will not be destroyed. I say your destiny will not be destroyed. I say your destiny will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. If you refuse to give the girl attention, watch what will happen. She'll start to fight. She can even set you up. If you don't work out one day like this, she'll just hook you. What did happen? You are useless. Very useless. What did happen? You see me now begin to insult me. "Well, what did I do?" Then you say, "Huh? Me? Insult you? When? You? Useless man. Useless man." You know, if he gets you again, he goes back. The assignment failed. Every evil assignment against you, any Asmodee agent of darkness sent against you, Holy Ghost, you are pouring on me, Abby. Which direction will you shout fire? Eh? Any Asmodee when they said to follow you, call this camp, Holy Ghost. You call the point at me. Am I Asmodee? Anyway, these are our sisters. They won't do that. These are Holy Ghost free sisters. Clap your hands. Clap hands for you. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 15 to verse 20. Are we there? "Know you not?" 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 15, yes. "Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ, every one of you that you have received the Holy Ghost? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid." Listen, church. Who is a harlot? A harlot is any woman that sleeps with a man that has not married you. You are a prostitute. That thing is not given for pleasure. It is given for procreation.
it is wrong for you to use it for any other purpose. Sex is not for pleasure. Although sex is pleasurable, but that is not the purpose. It is not for pleasure. That's why God hates fornication. He hates it. He hates it. He hates it. People don't know. Satan has used fornication spirit to destroy so many people and they don't know it. That's the truth. Science and internet has made it look as if it is nothing, nothing, there's nothing there, there's nothing there. People walk naked everywhere, there's nothing there. And now, they succeeded in that, now begin to encourage lesbianism and homosexuality. And the Bible call a man sleeping with a man, a woman sleeping with a woman. He says it's abomination. And anything that you see God say abomination, he has created a special section of the lake of fire for such things. Tell you, it's a psychiatric case. God did not create another man for Adam. He created a woman for Adam. When you begin to see yourself lusting towards another man, something you are possessed with an abominable spirit. And it's a spirit that is inviting fire upon you like it happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's true. It's wrong for a boy to kiss another boy, to fumble with another boy. It's wrong for lesbianism, a girl, to sleep with another girl, fumbling and touching another girl and deriving pleasure from it. It's a psychiatric, it's a serious demon upon you. I am telling you, that is what caused us to be in the estate that we are in today. Don't allow it to happen. Churches don't talk about it again. Because even the pastor is sleeping with girls in the church. So he won't talk about it. He will spoil his market. It's wrong. I'm telling you. And it is your future we are looking at. It's your future. If you read that scripture again, he said, verse 15, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Do you know what? Before I read verse 16, it is even worse to see that people come to church where their lives are supposed to be changed. Then instead of them to focus on changing their life, they are there coming and looking for a girlfriend in the youth fellowship. They're looking for a boyfriend in the youth fellowship. You know what? You have gone far into hell. So much until what is going on in the church there is not affecting your conscience. You are the type, the Bible says, that your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. Nothing there anymore. If not, how do you feel? You come to church and then you are standing in one corner with a sister, with a brother, and then you are talking, doing nonsense. Let me tell you something. A relationship that you hide from a fellow human being, it means that relationship is wrong. If your father and your mother cannot know that you are having a relationship with somebody, you know it means it is wrong. How much more God? So you know that what you are doing is wrong. Then why are you doing it? You are possessed. You are possessed. You know what you are doing is wrong, yet you are doing it. You know at your age you should not have a boyfriend, yet you are doing it. If I collect some people's phone now and begin to look at it, I will collapse here and die. I will faint. So I want to live long, so I will not look at it. At your age, there are some of you, what you know, lie, me here, I never hear them before. And why it is interesting is that you are going to church. That is the interesting thing. If you are not going to church, we will know where you got it. We came to church so that we will remove anything you collect from outside. Remove it. And then put the one God wants to hear inside of you. And instead, when you come here,
There are people that are agents that Satan sent just to defile children of God. Nothing more. And there are distractions. Distractions. Some of you, you leave and say, they say, there's nowhere to hide again. Parents are not here. Nowhere to hide. You say, let your pikin no go but the school. You go day school. Okay? Praise the Lord. Anywhere you they go, brother. Anywhere you are going. Eh? And you have a friend. Hey, I love you. I don't want to be. Now, another man, they talk to me that too. And I don't know. I want us to be friends, though. I like you. Come before that man, slap him. Slap him again. Slap second time. And roar. That's how they start. Two men are walking. It's my friend. Then every time, I hand like this in the hole. Man to man. In the whole hand like this. Every time, man to man. Where are they going? It's my best friend. It's my best friend. It's my best friend. So anytime you see a man, they chase you like say you be man, you be woman. Just know, say, devil has started as some man. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Please excuse me. Don't come near me again. Don't call me again. You are a devil. Why do you hold me like a woman? I'm a woman. You know, that's how to confront devil. The same thing with you, sister. Hey, sister, I like your shape. Now, another woman, they tell her, I like your shape. I just like your shape. Hey, sister, I like your shape. Make I hold you. Make I hold you. Hug me now. Hug me. Hug me now. Have you heard of the dog? Praise the Lord. Okay, let's read it. Let's complete it. Which verse am I? 16. What? See the way he shouted. What? To hear that a Christian woman goes to open her leg for a man whenever marry him. And to start with, at this age that you are in, let me tell you, there is no man that is coming to you for friendship that wants to marry you. The boy that is saying, let's just do boyfriend, girlfriend. Will it be boyfriend, girlfriend? The man, the boy, he dey work. They say for his papa house. He go give his papa money. Come carry you go Mr. Biggs. Come buy you recharge card for your birthday. You know what happened? My boyfriend. It's my boyfriend. It's just friend, it's just friendship. It's just friendship. We're not doing anything, it's only friendship. We didn't do anything, only kiss, we kiss, we only touch. We didn't do anything, we didn't do anything. Praise the Lord. Go to Genesis first. Put your finger there. Put your finger where we are first. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Chapter 3. Verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. They are very cunning. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of every trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye do what? You should not do what? You should not touch it, lest you die. So you are not to touch. Thou shalt not touch. We said, are you going? Just hug me. Just hug me. It's an ordinary hug now. It's just an ordinary hug now, Kechi. It's just an ordinary hug. Chi-chi. Just hug me so that I'll be able to sleep tonight now. Now I'm... 40-year-old boy, they tell you this one, so. He said, it's only hug. It's only hug. You have seen. According to the Bible, he has touched. You are not to touch. Praise the Lord. And but the Bible says, greet one another with a holy kiss. It's a holy kiss. It's a holy kiss. Holy kiss means two holy people kissing. Mwah. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go back to where we are reading. So don't allow them to touch you. Don't allow them to touch you. Can you tell your neighbor? Say, if they don't touch you before, go and put anointing oil inside water and bath for 4 days and wash away that touching spirit. Don't allow them to kiss you. If you don't kiss before, go and get anointing oil, put it for toothbrush, and brush your mouth. You don't tell them. Don't do it again. Praise the Lord. Okay? Amen. Oh, verse 16. What? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Know ye not that he which is joined to an allot is one body? For two said he shall be one flesh. That is sexual intercourse. Anytime you join yourself, you allow a man to sleep with you, you have become one. His problem will be your problem. Her problem will be your problem. If that woman is suffering from a curse, that curse automatically will follow you. Oh, that is the truth. That's the fact. That is why Satan is encouraging prostitution, encouraging immorality, sexual immorality. Once you allow a man to sleep with you, carry his manhood, join with you, you become one. Every problem you have will become his problem. That is how people carry problem and put upon themselves. The proverb says, the curse, curseless shall not come. If you are still on your own, it will not come. Some of the venereal diseases you receive, put in your body and destroy your body, it is from sexual intercourse. See? You become one. You've not seen some men, after they marry, then their businesses will go down. The problem is from the marriage. You become one with a man or a woman that has, you know, carry hereditary problem, can't join them, collect them. Then the two of them will start to fight. Fight over that problem. Praise the Lord. Okay. So that is what he's saying there. Verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. How many people are joined with the Lord today? You are one spirit with the Lord. That's why you receive all the blessings that flow from the cross on Calvary. Praise the Lord. Verse 18. He said, flee fornication. Flee. Run for your life. When you see fornication coming near you, every sin that a man doeth, every sin you commit is outside the body. It's without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. It's your body you are defiling. It's your body you are destroying. Any other sin you commit is outside the body. The only sin that you sin against your body, destroy your body, is fornication. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. Somebody here, once you have received the Holy Ghost, you are now a purchased possession. You now belong to God, and God will guide his property. The next verse, 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another scripture says, whosoever defile the temple of God, what will happen? God will destroy that person. Will destroy that person. It will not be your portion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. How many people want to go to heaven? Let me see your hand again. How many people want to be in the kingdom? That chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 9. This is the way he put it. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. He said, neither, see the people that will not enter. Neither what? Fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That is lesbians and homosexuals. Nor thieves. Like that one that stole 300 naira the other day. On somebody's phone. Nor covetous, including you where they thief your papa money, thief your mama money. Nor drunkards, nor revelers, all people who like, you know, fighting up and down. Nor extortioners, 419, none of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. And verse 11, he told us, we were all like that before. And such were some of you, but you are now what? In Christ, you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Therefore, fornication shall not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's underline Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 5. From verse 15. This is the advice for everyone. And this is concerning sexual immorality. From verse 15. He said, drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thy own well. The one that has paid dowry for you. Any man, you don't belong to any man until he has paid a dowry in your life. A man that has only proposed to you, he can change his mind tomorrow. He has not yet married you, therefore, he should not cause you to live with him like a wife. Let thy fountains, brother, your fountain there, your sexual strength, be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets, let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Don't jump from woman to woman, from man to man. Let thy fountain be blessed. When you begin to jump from woman to woman, your fountain can never be blessed. It will carry HIV. It will carry staphylococcus. It will carry gonorrhea. It will carry demonic deposits. Verse 18. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hand and pleasant robe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times and be thou ravished always with her love. And why will thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Any man that has not paid your dowry is a stranger. Any woman you have not married is a stranger. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondered all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall behold him with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and the greatness of his folly, he shall go astray like Samson with Delilah. Amen. Praise the Lord.